welcome to episode 119 of Inside the Cage. Mark and Scott with you, as ever. How are you, mate?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Usual. Can't grumble. Well, no. I could grumble, but the podcast isn't long enough for that, so...
No, there's not enough time for that, mate, I'm afraid. This is a quick one this week. We got later on the week number, so...
Short and sweet this week. Yeah, we're a bit later this week, guys, because we... Well, we're useless, basically. We're really shit MMA fans. We didn't watch anything from the weekend, so didn't see any point in really looking back. Watched a couple of highlight videos, but that was it. So then thought what we'll do is we'll just do a preview of this weekend. So we'll go, run through the headlines from last weekend from Bellator and PFL, and then we'll look ahead to UFC Fight Night Cannonier versus Gastelum for this weekend as well. So... where do you want to start then? Do you want to start with PFL?
Go with PFL. I think that's kind of the biggest surprises in PFL, really, wasn't it?
Yeah. So the big news, the big surprise coming out. Well, then, is it a surprise, really, if you think about it, man? Because has Ray Cooper not won it twice?
You might be right there, by the way. Yeah. No, I don't think he won it the first time. He lost the first time. In fact, he lost to the guy he's facing in the final this time.
Did he?
Aye, so he's facing. So he won. Actually, won last year. He beat David Mashaud in the final, and then in 2018 he lost in the final to Magomed Kerimov, who obviously, as we all know, he is fighting this time around in the 2021 final. So
he basically beat Ray Cooper the second, and I suppose I'm doing him a wee. Sorry, he beat Rory McDonald. Sorry, Ray Cooper the second. I presume it was Ray Cooper the third's dad. My God, man.
Good start.
Oh, great start, man. Why'd you start again? So, I guess on paper, this was a bit of a shock for folk, but actual
fight... It's the name. Rory McDonald was brought over to PFL to be the man and be the superstar and be the man that maybe brought fans in for other promotions and stuff like that. And for him to go and get beat, I don't imagine PFL were exactly delighted with it, but fair play to Ray Cooper, because he was fucking, from what we've seen, man, he was absolutely sensational on the night, and he 100% deserved to absolutely pump Rory McDonald into next week. So, aye, brilliant. Well done, Ray Cooper, man.
I wonder if Rory McDonald's head wasn't in it after the whole Gleason Tibau thing.
I wonder if he was a wee bit pissed off. I know, I remember him. Did I hear him say that he wasn't going to fight? Was it New York that happened in the state of New York? Did he want to fight in New Jersey
or something like that.
New Jersey, whatever, but it was running about that neck of the woods. He's like, I'm never fighting there again, basically, because the stuff that happened with it. So maybe that maybe played a part in it, but he was well beaten on the night anyway, put it that way.
So you also had the other welterweight semi-final between Sadibou Sai and also Magomed Kerimov, which you've said obviously Kerimov won again, a good performance. So it does set up an interesting tie in the final. Also had two PFL lightweight playoffs, Martinez versus Radzabov. Pretty bog standard win for Loic Radzabov.
You really want it?
But a wee bit of controversy in the Roush Manfield one, because a lot of people thought Clay Collard beat Roush Manfield. A lot of people.
I didn't see the full fight. I watched, basically, I said the PFLs. PFL's a pain in the ass to get hold of full fights, really try to watch highlights packages and stuff like that. And you're basing things maybe on that. When I was watching the highlights of this fight, I don't remember seeing Manfield really doing a lot. So straight away, you've got to think, well, Clay Collard done more in the highlights package, so there's more standout moments. So surely he won the fight. And by the sounds of things, what other people are saying, that seems to be the case.
Yeah, it does seem that is exactly what happened, but as I said, I've not seen it myself. I just read some stuff and seen some stuff online. Either way, Radzabov versus Manfield, a good fight. Would have been good if it had been Collard as well, to be honest. But hey ho.
I think you look at the kind of two divisions. Those three guys probably at the top, like Magomed Kerimov, Ray Cooper, Rory McDonald. They're miles ahead in the welterweight division, and in the lightweights, you probably get Radzabov, Collard, and Manfield are probably the three guys that are quite ahead of most people as well within that division. So it's kind of, you'd get a good fight in any either result, put it that way.
I definitely would have. What was the Bellator from the weekend? Big Gegard Mousasi defending his belt against John Sauer, and kind of called this, to be honest.
I think we knew this would be the final result. Don't get me wrong, fair play to John Saltwater. He'd done well at times, got a couple of takedowns against Misapi, kind of Misasi kind of kept on the ground at times, but I don't think John Salt was real. I don't think Misasi was really in any danger of losing the fight really at many points, you know what I mean? And then Misasi in the end, I think just fucking John Salt ran out of legs, man, wasn't he? The energy left in his body, it was done. So Misasi took advantage of that and got the finish like a good champion should, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, Ralphie and Stotts and Korishkov getting wins. I'm not surprised by... Well, I suppose I'm a wee bit surprised by... Well, no, I'm going to say surprised that Stotts won, but either one of those guys could have won. We talked about it beforehand. They were both like... One of them was 18-1 and one of them was 16-1. It was little, you know, carbon copies. Korishkov, I didn't really think had much problem with Hamasi. Hamasi's a good fighter, but Korishkov's an ex-champ, so didn't think there was much there. Again, this was a decent card. Well, I said decent card. There's three good fights. One of the rest of it was all about kind of like who's that and who's that he's fighting and stuff like that, you know. But
yeah, some of it was a bit kind of the Bastayev Guerda fight was not a bad wee fight as well, actually, to be honest. But the rest of it was a bit meh. Yeah. As you say, Stotts and Korishkov. Stotts, great one because, as you said, Magomedov and Stotts was a tremendous fight. On paper, man, it looked absolutely superb. It looked like two high class guys, but fair play to Stotts, man. That was unbelievable.
I'm going to go do some Googling, man, and find out why they call themselves, why their parents call them those names. It must be a bit like Magnus Magnusson in Iceland and stuff like that. You know,
it will be, you'd think so. It'll be things like that, man. It'll be because I'd imagine the Dov and stuff like that, because obviously women are Dover and in Russia, aren't they? And Dov's obviously the main whale version, so. Was very similar or something like that.
It's the same in the Czech Republic. They basically add an A on the end of the surname. It's about like they used to do the same in Iceland. It used to be like Magnus son and Magnus daughter or dottir. It's D-O-T-T-I-R. That was your surname, depending on if you were a man or a woman. But I think they've done away with all that. But it's interesting how these customs just come about. But yeah, decent. I love watching Misasi, man. Misasi's a savage when he turns it on.
Yes, man. He has that. He's a very good fighter, we know that. I'm trying. You mentioned moving up the light heavyweight at some point. He offered a chance to the Grand Prix and stuff like that. He turned that back. So maybe at some point we'll see him doing that.
I think, he's fighting Vanderford next. That'll be some fight.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt that Vanderford deserves his chance. I think he probably deserved it before this fight. But it'll be a tough fight for him because Vanderford's fucking tough as nails, man. He's a tough fighter too.
Yeah. To
go against, so I'll be buzzing for that fight when eventually once we hear it gets made.
No, me too. Right, okay, let's look ahead then to this weekend. Also, we have a Bellator, we have a PFL, and we also have UFC. You want to start with UFC?
Am I finished with UFC?
It was good. We'll do PFL first. So PFL is the start of the semi-finals in the women's light and the men's heavyweight divisions. Men's light's finished. This is just...
No, it's the women's lightweight and heavyweight. That's it. There's a random lightweight fight on it.
What, a random male lightweight at the start?
Right, Christian Lawson.
So, like, see these other... Like, explain it to me, right? See the other lightweight fights on this card? Is this just people who aren't maybe in the actual championship fights, just fighting just because they're contracted to...
Well, that's I would imagine that is the case. I would imagine that each fighter's maybe signed a five-fight contract for that year and they've got to make their five fights, basically. Or a four-fight contract, or something along the lines, you know what I mean? And then they've got to get their fight in there at some point. So that's all basically be like, so your Caitlin Youngs, your Mariana Moraes, so they'll just be getting fights just for the sake of it.
It's funny, you see there's obviously four fights on. Where is that? Oh, there it's there. Sorry, I'm just having a look. Four big fights. Hold on a minute, I was going to say one of the fights is missing. Oh, no, mate, I'm talking rubbish, man. I'm absolutely losing the plot here. There. I was looking at the light heavyweights and wondered how I couldn't see any of the names. Anyway,
that
I think I'm still sleeping, man. Capoloza versus Jones and Galtsov versus Delijah. Love a Balkan fighter. Hope he smashes him. I haven't seen anything. It's hard to know because I haven't seen any of it. But
I think what I've seen Capoeira looks like a man to beat here. I say I've not seen a lot. You see bits and pieces, you need stuff here. Here goes as a good fighter as well. So I don't get me wrong, man. It's got to be two. It's heavyweights, mate. It's got to be fun. It's got to be a good laugh, man. It's your probably chances are you got to get two knockouts in the two of them. No problem. So it'll be good.
Who's the current champ? Oh, Ali Asayev. All right, he's not in it. That's fine. Just looking to see if there was maybe if he was fighting somebody else. I know Goltsov was in the semi-finals last year, so yeah, but interesting. Obviously, the big talking point on this week's PFL is Kayla Harrison versus Jannah Fabian.
This is a great fight, by the way. I think that's a tremendous fight. Obviously, it's Kayla Harrison. You expect her just to go in and roll over, but I don't know if it'll be quite that easy against him. I presume I'm thinking of Jannah Fabian, but it's quite as easy as that. Do you know what I mean? So it'll make it interesting. I'm really looking forward to that. Even the other lightweight fight was Larissa Pacheco. She had a couple of times now, obviously, earlier on. I think she's had two finishes so far.
Yeah, two first round, same as Harrison.
Two first round finishes, do you know what I mean, mate? So she's definitely a bit about her as well. So it's, I think. You fancy Kayla Harrison, you still fancy her to go on and win the full tournament in general anyway, but I can see her having maybe a couple of tough fights to get there. Maybe we'll see a wee bit more of Kayla Harrison because of that, but who knows, we'll wait and see what happens through the week and see how good these girls really are when they go up against Kayla.
I know Adesanya's quite impressed with Jannah Fabian.
Well, whatever I've seen, mate, she's been pretty good, do you know what I mean? She's looked good and it's like two decent wins, one a finish as well, and
interesting.
So, what's that?
Interesting to see how she gets on, see if she's got anything that can maybe threaten Kayla Harrison, because Kayla Harrison's not been really threatened by anybody, has she really?
Nah, definitely not, man. She just runs over the top of people. Fabian's based out of kickboxing, so she's got to be well prepared, everything's got to be sorted. She should be absolutely spot on, do you know what I mean? So. It should be good.
Interesting to see how it goes, man. Interesting. The other fight in that bracket, Pacheco versus Guardado. I mean, Guardado's 2-1. Pacheco's going to run out over the top, aren't you?
Well, that's what I'm expecting. As I said, I think I've seen her a couple of times. She's looked pretty good. So I'm expecting the exact same again, to be honest.
Cool. Right. Bellator for this weekend, headlined by Sheik Kongo versus Sergey Karatonov.
I was actually wondering whether we should actually even bother with us with this card talking about.
Yeah, I'm surprised we did.
The only reason why I wouldn't mind talking about it was Adam Boric versus JJ Wilson. I think that's got to be a fucking tremendous little fight. Two very highly thought of featherweights. I think JJ Wilson arguably is, if he beats Boric, he's arguably the next guy possibly in line, unless the rematch against Pitbull, because he's very highly rated and he's been on a bit of a fucking tear. So I think this should be fucking tremendous, to be honest. It's been absolutely superb. That's probably the only one. I think now you're all looking forward to people watching Logan Storley just because of how good he is.
I love watching Adam Boric. Would love to see him get another. Would love to see him get a shot at the title, mate. I mean, he had that loss to Darren Caldwell and hasn't been beaten since. Hadn't been beaten before and hasn't been beaten since. You know what I mean, he's probably next in line for a shot if he wins as well.
Yeah, well, it definitely depends on what AJ McKee decides he's got to do next round in that division. Whether he's going to maybe look at Pitbull's second belt and try and take that off him, or go and defend it. Maybe he's got somebody in his own mind that wants to defend it against, so just need to wait and see what happens.
There's not much else. Logan Storley on this card, not really much else to get excited about, to be honest.
Yeah.
Marcelo Gome, he's alright, but the main event's just a non-starter. 46-year-old versus a 41-year-old. You know, 80-odd fights between them, man. Fuck that.
I'm not even interested, mate. Again, this seems like a Bellator card just for the sake of putting a card on, which is an issue for me.
This is a Bellator card from Like 3 years ago, 2 years ago when we started the pod.
The headliner is anyway.
Right. So is it the first time they're away from Mohegan Sun?
No, I mean last time was in the AJ McKee Pitbull fight was in LA.
So it was, sorry, how could I forget that? Fuck me. Right, okay. Honestly, sometimes I wonder if my head's screwed on properly.
Oh, they are.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck you. Right. Right. UFC.
What are the good stuff?
Yeah, UFC and ESPN, Cananea versus Gastelum, also known as UFC and ESPN 29, is from the UFC Apex in Nevada. Still not doing much outside of that for Tears of Fight Nights, but yeah, headlined by Cananea versus Gastelum. Should have been Paulo Costa and Cananea, but Paulo pulled out because he was getting his hair transplant done. So,
oh, what a fucking bellend.
We Kelvin kind of stuck his hand up and said he was up for it. Overall,
the card overall is there's a few decent knocks on it, a few decent fights here and there, man. A few people I'm really looking forward to watching. As a main event, I really don't know. It's an interesting fight in one respect because I don't have a clue how it's going to go. Is Gastelum going to go out there and stand and bang with him, or is he going to do what he's maybe done in his last the fight before? Did he fight last time again? Whitaker, that Ian Heinisch fight, he kind of went out there and just fucking ragdolled Ian Heinisch, didn't he? Took him down and just kind of sat on him.
See, the thing is, right, you say like it's maybe a bit of a main event, but it's two guys inside the top 10, you know, it's still a decent level of fight.
I think it's a main event just because I don't know what is the point in it.
Yeah.
I don't know what Kelvin Gastelum beating Jared Cannonier or Jared Cannonier beating Kelvin Gastelum actually achieves.
Cannonier beating Gastelum does fuck all, but Gastelum beating Cannonier is potentially a big deal for Kelvin Gastelum.
Yeah, it puts him a wee bit higher up in the rankings, but is it really going to get him anywhere?
Well, it just means instead of them talking about Costa fighting Cannonier, it might be Costa fighting Gastelum or Costa, well, you know. I mean, it puts them back in that conversation. If he loses to Cannonier, he's probably 3 or 4 wins away from even getting anywhere near it. Whereas if he beats Cannonier, for Cannonier, either way, it's not going to do much harm. If he loses to Gastelum, maybe he's one step further down the rankings. But with Adesanya and Whitaker pretty much nailed on, you're looking at all these guys fighting each other again anyway. So,
yeah, that's true. As you say, maybe if I ask Tom, maybe gets him that fight against Costa, whereas if Cannonier beats him, it maybe just ends any thoughts of Kelvin Gastelum ever fighting for a title again. Maybe that's the only thing that he's fighting for.
You've got Marvin hanging about up there, you've got Hermanson hanging about up there, obviously Sean Strickland. I know Sean Strickland's talking about fighting Luke Rockhold, because Brunson and Till are fighting, aren't they? So they're tied up, Whitaker and Adesanya. So you've got Costa, Cannonier, Vettori, Hermanson, Strickland and Gastelum. Do you know what I mean? So there's 6 guys there, and if Gastelum beats Cannonier, he puts himself at the top end of that to fight maybe Costa or Vettori rather than fighting somebody like Hermanson instead. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's true, mate. That's exactly what it is. That'll be a good fight. I think I'm looking forward to it.
There isn't
perspective because I just don't know what to expect from the fight, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. There isn't honestly much else on this that's really getting me like absolutely buzzing. I mean, Pantoja Roy Val is fight of the night already.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be fun, man.
That'll be fucking fun. Chase Sherman is always good for a bang. So is Parker Porter. But Clay Guida versus Marco Madsen is probably the single most weirdest match I think I've ever seen in my whole life.
I'm actually quite interested in this fight. Because I've no idea what the fuck's going to happen. Marco Madsen obviously wants to just grab him, put him on a fucking deck, and then ride him for fucking 15 minutes.
They'll have to catch him first.
That's what I was about to say. Can he catch Clay Guida? Because he does just don't fucking move him.
Aye. He'll know about to catch Clay Guida. 56 professional fights, man. That is fucking mental.
He's lost 20 of them. It sounds stupid, though. It's fucking weird. I think that's what makes it interesting. It's all about whether Marco Madsen can actually get his fucking hands on Clay Guida. as we say, Cleveland does not stop. Cleveland is actually kind of, unless he's getting better wage, that's a long fucking statement. But at one point, a few fights ago, he looked fucking totally gone. Like, he was fucking up the road. I think last time out, he looked pretty decent for a man of his age. Shall we say, against Michael Johnson, obviously it was a kind of fight that you... It's Michael Johnson, the two guys, similar stages of their career, I suppose. The old fucking, what did we call it? Seniors Championship or something? What was it?
SFC, Senior Fighting Championship.
Aye, so...
No, Veterans VFC was...
Was it that what it was? So, aye, it's kind of... He looked decent against Michael Johnson, but it's a totally different fight against Marco Madsen. It'll be interesting to see if he can actually fucking deal with it. So, aye, there's some decent stuff. Well, I think even Vince Purcell versus Austin Hubbard could be a bit of fun as well. And even versus Brian Kelleher versus Domingo Pilate could be a bit of fun as well, man. There's a couple of things that I think would be a fun watch. I just don't think there's anything outstanding on it to just grab you by the balls and pull you fucking right in, put it that way.
What about the Uzbeki making his debut? I'll give you a go at saying his name.
Kakramanov.
Syed Yakub.
I never tried the first, fuck that. That was probably the other one I was interested in. Just because the big man is making his debut. Say big man, he's a fucking bantamweight. That'll be interesting. They're always good fun, that kind of neck of the woods. You don't know what to expect out of them. They're either going to be unbelievably sensational or they're going to be absolutely pretty piss poor because they've fought fucking farmers for the last fucking 4 years. So it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, you never really know what you're going to get. I suppose that's a fair point.
The other thing is, I would say, is he's fucking had a lot of fights in America, a lot more fights. Fuck, he fought in PFL. We really don't have a fucking clue, do we?
Nope, absolutely not.
Apologies, people. That seems
it's hard it's hard to be across everything, mate. You know, it's hard, but we do fine. Don't you worry about it.
So anyway, I'll be fun to watch. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, will be. Can't wait. We've got UFC the weekend. Brilliant.
Makes life better, doesn't it?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
Million dollars would make life better, but hey.
Oh, aye. Right, any news? Let's go.
Yeah, go for it, mate. Hit us with your news this week.
We'll go fight announcer of the week. Tom Aspinall is back versus Sergei Pavlovich. He's on the September 4th card as well, which seems to be a case of, are you British? Are you fit? Can you make the September the 4th?
Maybe they're chartering a plane.
I'd imagine they've got to be, because I'd imagine it was some sort of deal that basically they've got to get them into America, into the one hotel, in a bubble type thing, and get them all the way through and all the way back out again. It would have surprised me.
Yeah. It just seems kind of there's a lot of them on the card. And they're all British based. That's the thing. A lot of them are based here.
Well, I suppose the card was supposed to be in London, but the fact that this one was announced after it got announced that it got moved to Vegas, that seems a bit weird. But obviously just wanting to do it. So Tom Aspinall, sensational man. He's up there with Cyril Gane for me. He's one of the kind of next generation of heavyweight fighters, and I cannot wait to fucking see him fight again, to be honest. December 4th is not that far away, so it's only 2 or 3 weeks away, isn't it? So,
yeah, two weeks.
That should be fun. Alex Hernandez is back, fighting Leonardo Santos. That's the boy who beat Stevie Ray, went after being out for about 14 years. He came back.
Knocked him out with one of the... Knocked out Stevie Ray.
So, could be a fun fight. Santos likes a bang, and so does Hernandez. What else have we got? Arman Saryukin versus Christian Yagos. I actually thought that was a decent fight. That sounds like a good bit of fun, to be honest. Saryukin's pretty fucking shit hot, so that should be a good fight. What else have we got?
I've actually got two things left to finish on. One, congratulations to Mr. Thiago Alves and Kunitskaya.
Not Thiago Alves.
Thiago Santos. Jesus Christ, man. So easy done. This guy's pregnant. I see people who seem the mate thought she was actually pregnant in the last fight, which was a bit strange, but surely not.
She said she wasn't. She came out and said she wasn't. She wouldn't have been allowed to fight if she was.
I know, but that's just die. Anyway, so we congratulate them. Last one is the legend Isaac Jacare has retired.
Hardly a shock.
No, but to be fair, he should have been gone a while back. So I'm kind of glad he's done. It's probably good for his own health and his own career, if anything, his career. His own life going forward, if anything else. So.
Correct, my man. Correct.
Is that you? That's you, mate. That's me. Done.
Good. Cool. Right, nice one. Short show this week, guys, because just so we didn't have much to look back on from the weekend. So thank you for listening, as always. Catch us on the socials, Inside Cage MMA, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Hit us up if you get anything to say, any comments to make, please do. We like constructive criticism either way. And have a good week. We'll catch you next time.